Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the new Steven Spielberg drama, The Fablemans.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am talking about the new movie, The Fablemans. The Fablemans is PG-13. It is a drama, coming-of-age story. It runs 2 hours and 31 minutes, written by Steven Spielberg and Tony Kushner, directed by Steven Spielberg. It stars Gabriel LaBelle as Sammy Fableman, as well as Michelle Williams, Paul Dano, Seth Rogen, and Judd Hirsch, who's in the film for like 10 minutes, but for some reason he gets billing over people that are in it longer. That's when you know you're a star. You know you're a star when you start getting billing in films that you're only in for a little bit. Way to go, Judd. The story of The Fablemans is a very personal piece to Steven Spielberg. It's a semi-autobiographical story. What's that mean? It means, well, it doesn't have his parents' names on it, but it's definitely a bunch of stories that we've heard over the years. It follows the character Sammy Fableman as he discovers the power of film and the way film can be used to influence people's lives, and how he has a knack for seeing things and making people feel things. And he even discovers that through the lens, he can see what's going on between people that other people don't even notice. I really liked how they chose to do just a small section of Sammy Fableman's life, aka Steven Spielberg. I like that they chose just this area of adolescence. Too often in biopic, they want to expand it over a long period of the person's life. They want to tell everything that that person ever did. It sort of ends up kind of flat in the end. So I like when films just choose a little segment of somebody's life and focus on that. And then it also doesn't feel that much like a biopic. It just feels like a nice story. And we just happen to know from all the stories and articles about Steven Spielberg that this is definitely about him, Sammy Fableman. And of course, the direction of the film is just magnificent. Steven Spielberg is obviously a master director. Everybody knows that. And you can see that in this film. It is well-paced. It's interesting. It's compelling. Spielberg is a master of his craft. He has a way of creating emotions inside you when they should happen in the film, right? Like, he brings everything together and he's almost like a puppeteer. And we're all his little Pinocchios, right? You don't see the strings, but he's like, yeah, you're going to cry now. Okay. Now you're going to feel sad. Now you're going to feel happy. He does a great job of bringing you where he wants with the story. He knows how to do that. There's no denying that. And which brings me to my third point of it, just the overall, the film is just really nice. It's the overall look and the feel of it. It's just a really well done film. Camera angles are beautiful. Cinematography is wonderful. The sound design is wonderful. It's a really good film. Which brings me to the odd part about it, my complaint about the film, which is are minor, but the worst part about the film for me is that I don't feel like it stays with you. It's a great film in the moment. You're really interested and want to see what's going to happen to Sammy, even though we kind of know what does happen because it's Steven Spielberg. I do question whether this film has a long-term impact on someone. For instance, the next day I was going to review the movie and I just kind of forgot. I just forgot I had seen the movie. It was good. And then when I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, I got to talk about that. You know, there's this really interesting dynamic where they talk about art versus science, how like how Sammy kind of follows the artistic side of things, and he's probably going to there, even though he understands a lot of science because of his father. That's interesting. And I talked about how well it was done, but I forgot about the film. And usually when I really love a film, I just tell everyone about it, how they got to go see it. And I just didn't with this. It just doesn't resonate. And I firmly admit, this is a well-done film. It is real. I wish that I had 10% of the talent Steven Spielberg has in anything I do. Like, I would be great at that. If I was 10% of the parent that Steven Spielberg is as a director, the level of he is as a director, I would be the best parent in the world. And I don't know why it didn't have that big of an impact on me. Maybe I just didn't relate to the characters as much, but usually Spielberg does a good job of bringing us into there. And I felt like, you know, I was rooting for Sammy Fableman. I wanted things to go right with him and his whole family and work that all out. But ultimately, it just didn't stay with me. And I question whether it will with the viewers. Every film has a lesson, and I always like to find one or two for you. I think the lesson from this film is actually a line from it. You can't just love something. You also have to take care of it. I'm ready. I'm ready for my close-up. I'm ready. Hi, I'm available for acting spots. That was fire right there. Sorry. Didn't mean to bring the acting heat there. Is the film rewatchable? Yes, absolutely. Yes, I would watch it. I would watch it again. I would bring my kids to see it. I would, if it was came on HBO or something, and be like, oh, this is a good one. Has anyone not seen it? Yeah, we can watch this. It's a safe film. It's a safe. Well, maybe if your family is in the midst of a breakup, might not be the best, but it's rewatchable. But I just don't have that feeling like I need to get back in line and go watch that film again. My favorite lines from this film that aren't spoilers. Again, you can't just love something. You also have to take care of it. We meshuggah for art. Movies are dreams you never forget. Guilt is a wasted emotion. Sometimes we can't fix things, and we have to suffer. I'm ready for my Oscar now. My final word on the film. This film is beautiful. Well-paced. It's a very nice story. This semi-autobiographical film is about a semi-dysfunctional family and Sammy Fableman's discovery of the power of filmmaking during his adolescence. It raises semi-timeless questions like, is it better to pursue a life of science or a life of art? Despite being incredibly well-made, the film doesn't leave a lasting impact, making it semi-memorable. I rate everything off of my 3L system. I either love it, like it, or lose it. The Fablemans gets a like it. Thank you for watching this review, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go and press play and rewind this.
Hey, did you like that review? Be sure to hit the like button and then subscribe so you can be notified as soon as a new episode drops. Have you seen The Fablemans? Do you agree or disagree with my review? Please comment below and tell me what you thought of the movie.
No, for me, don't make a difference. Love, you're watching the movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas.